Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I am high above Clayton at the High Bar in the AC Hotel. Both are brand new. John Giesecke, the director of sales, is with me. Thanks for inviting me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you.
So these both are brand new. So tell me how this all came about.
Well, it's been a few years. This all started pre-COVID when Clayton put out an RFP and they had the police station used to be here. So they were looking at ways to repurpose this spot. And one of our local St. Louis families, the Coppler family, worked with the city of Clayton to come up with an idea to put a hotel with a restaurant and a rooftop bar. And it's the rest is history. It started right before COVID. They got all the plans done. COVID hit, so they put it all on hold. And then once COVID passed, they started to build it. And it's been about 4 years, I think, was the project time. So.
And tell me about the AC Hotel. Is that a chain or is that a one-off?
No, actually, AC started in Spain, and Marriott saw the success they were having in Marriott and bringing that into one of their brands, so we're part of Marriott. So with that being said, if you're a Bonvoy member, you get your loyalty points when you stay, so it's kind of nice that Marriott's part of this. But AC brand is one of the fastest growing brands. It's a select service, but it has a very cool feel to it, and it's very European influenced. In the rooms, we have hardwood or hard floors, not carpet. It's just very clean. What they like to say is perfectly precise.
Perfectly precise.
Yes. Yeah.
So it has a European feel to it, I can tell already, being in the hotel here for a few minutes. And how about High Bar? What is the mission here? What are you trying to do?
So High Bar is really a beverage-forward lounge more than anything. Our goal here is to create an atmosphere where you can bring your girl, you can bring dates, you can bring clients, you can bring people here. And if you notice, there's no TVs.
Okay, yeah.
There's a reason why there's no TVs, is the art of conversation is what we're really striking as far as with people. And we've noticed that even since we've opened, which hasn't been that long, but when you watch the crowd, you see people conversating. You see people engrossed in what their partner's saying or their client's saying or something else like that. So it's kind of a cool concept. One of the things that we kind of laugh about is, you know, a kid 21 years old doesn't have 2 hours worth of conversation because they don't have enough life experience. But, you know, when they get here, they see how cool it is. They can start talking about how cool the rooftop is and how the bar, and they could talk about the views and things like that. So,
you said beverage forward.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, we really push the beverages more than we do. I mean, we have great food. Don't get me wrong. We have some of the best food you're going to eat. My daughter says the chicken sandwich, the best chicken sandwich she ever had. They have charred zucchini, the baked ricotta. I'm sorry, it took me a second. I'm old. The baked ricotta the baked ricotta is getting rave reviews, but there's something for everybody. But really what we're looking for is, you know, the drink, the, you know, having the cocktails is really our focus, and the food is something that we put in so people have something to eat while they're drinking.
On the menu, is there a specific focus, or is it kind of just a little bit of everything?
There is some focus on tapas, you know, okay. Smaller plates. We do have some entrees, and that, once again, it's because we're more, you know, beverage forward, and we're looking for opportunities for people to still have something to eat, but it doesn't have to be that heavy meal. So with our, you know, some of our influences being, you know, from a Spanish beginnings, that the influences say tapas plates. So when you come in, you grab your cocktails and all that, and you start looking, you say, I need something to eat. You look at it and say, okay, give me the truffle fries. The truffle fries are really good, by
really
the way.
Good.
So the truffle fries are really good. So, and then, you know, so it's something for everybody. But like I said, it's something where, if you're coming for a fine dining, we have a Napoli, we have all the other restaurants here. That wasn't what our niche was going to be. Our niche is going to be a really cool rooftop bar that has some good food.
And as far as the cocktails go, do you have specialty ones that only you make?
Well, not so much up here, but downstairs at the AC Lounge, which is our other bar, we have what's called the Gin Tonic. And it's a patented glass that AC has, and you pour to the etch lines how much gin, how much tonic, and how much ice. So it's a perfect gin tonic mix every single time. And then up here we have, you know, you have your Manhattans, you have your old fashions. We have special names for them, of course. We're trying to figure out where we're going to put. We want to have a cocktail added to the menu called the 400. And the reason the 400 is important is 400 is a perfect score on the bar exam. High bar, lots of lawyers in the area. So we're trying to, you know, play a couple plays on words there. So,
yeah, you talked about the views. It really is pretty special. And there are windows everywhere. So it gives you an opportunity to see almost 360 around Clayton. Was that by design?
Yes. Yes, 100% by design. And it's one of those ones where there's something about being up high. It just makes you feel different, because I mean, even when you're sitting out there high above the hustle and bustle of the street below, it just, you feel like it's just such a special experience. And I think it's one of the reasons why we're seeing more and more rooftop bars come into existence. You know, you have En Garde, you have both 360s, you have the Last Hotels rooftop, you know, so there are the rooftops in the area. We think ours is pretty special because it's in the middle of Clayton. That's the one thing that nobody else can say is, they're in Clayton. We can.
You mentioned the tapas and the background of AC Hotel. There aren't too many tapas places in the area either, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. There are. There's maybe two or three, I think, really, that are heavy on the specialty in tapas.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your background, John.
Well, I'm in St. Louis most of my life. I've spent a couple years up in Milwaukee, a year in Tulsa, and then, of course, at University of Missouri at Columbia. But I've been here most of my life, so it's very special for me to be part of this, because it's, you know, when you look at hotels, you know, grew up, you know, I remember the Holiday Inn over off 270. That was like the hot hotel. And I look at this thing and I'm like, oh my God, look how far we've come as a region. And this is a pretty special hotel for the region with this rooftop and the AC. It's just, there's just something special about it. And me being, you know, a St. Louis, and I never thought I'd see a hotel like this in St. Louis.
Talk about Clayton's growth from your perspective. What are you seeing?
Oh, I'm amazed. I mean, they've landed Emerson Electric's headquarters, Energizer's headquarters. They've got Gray Bar moving in. Advanced Solutions, Mr. Peacock is put Advanced Solutions back here. And all this after they started the planning process. Nobody knew it was, I mean, maybe they did. No, I don't know. But most people didn't know this was all going to be coming down the pike. And the Clayton community, business community, has embraced this property. I'm amazed at how much they've embraced this property. And so Clayton is definitely on the rise.
And what would you say the identity of Clayton is becoming within the region? Obviously, it's the place where you have the county seat, but what else would you how would you describe Clayton to the greater region?
I would say this is the financial and legal seat of St. Louis as well. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a financial advisor or a lawyer. It's great.
You got to have both of those.
Right, exactly. You just go to this building over here. There's law offices. There's a financial. It's amazing that people. I don't think people realize how much money flows through Clayton.
And in terms of this being the old police station, what kind of condition was this building in previously, and how was it renovated?
The old police station was razed completely, so it got torn down, and this was built from the ground up.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, one of the cool things is that we do have valet parking, and our valet is where the police cars used to park. So that was a different part of the garage next door. So, that's kind of cool that we still kept, and it still says, there's still some remnants of the old police station in that part of it, which is kind of cool for me. Because, when you grew up, you knew where all the police stations were. But the police cars, when they would park there, they had, police parking only. They had the Sally Port. So it's kind of neat that they're keeping some of the remnants of that old police station in the garage.
And how did you kick this thing off? I know there was an event recently to get going.
The High Bar, you do your soft opening like you do anything else. So we had friends and families come and eat, and then we did do a VIP party, which was very successful. We probably had close to 200 and something people come through, and so it was a great night for us. For me, the friends and family was even more important because those are the people who are going to tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts. The good news is that 99.999% of the people said it was great. So,
and how would you anticipate this growing in terms of? Do you expect this to be a draw for out of town visitors? Regional people, what?
Yeah, we're already seeing the draw from the corporate out of town visitors. We're working through, so on the weekends Clayton's a little bit slower because business traveler's not here. So we're working through that, but we're gaining some of those groups as well. With every day that passes, people find out about us and we're able to gain their support and have them what we like to call liberated from any other hotel.
So there might be people from out of town who are looking to come here to visit, whether it's business or pleasure, and the AC Hotel brand might be an attraction to them. They've been looking for it.
100%. The AC brand, I'm telling you, the AC brand is getting more and more recognized. As a matter of fact, we've had people say that they normally book, X hotel. And then all of a sudden, now they're seeing the AC pop up. They're like, hey, let me give that one a try. And once we get them in the door, it's up to us to keep them. And I think we have a great team and a great service level where we're seeing repeat guests already. We just opened on October 30th, and I've already seen some people every week.
And in terms of the High Bar, do you have events, or is it just kind of a daily place for people to come and enjoy the views and have a few drinks and tapas?
Our original plan was to try to create private spaces for private events, semi-private events. What we're finding is that when we do that, we kind of alienate some of our hotel guests not being able to use the High Bar to its full advantage. So we're being very selective in which ones we're doing. But if somebody does present and say, hey, we want to do a special event here, we'll talk to anybody. The one thing that I love about this group that I work with is we don't say no to a whole lot of stuff. If it's not, unless it's going to something that we know is not going to work for the client, we very seldom will ever say no.
And this is the top floor, so it's an 11-story building.
Yes, we're 11th. We're as high as you can get.
High Bar.
Exactly.
Are there any other things that you have planned for the future that you want to let people know about?
As of right now, not anything other than the fact that we're open. Yeah, we're open. The High Bar opens every day at 4. So come on down for your happy hours or your What we're seeing is people come in here to start their night out. They go eat dinner, and then they come back here for their nightcap. And then they go home or they stay at the hotel.
And when you stay at the hotel, you mentioned the hardwoods in the rooms. What are some of the other amenities or things that you're kind of putting out to people?
Well, one of the things I like, I talk about when I take people and show them the rooms, and people think I'm goofy when I talk about this, but the showers, you can turn a shower on without getting hit with the first spray of cold water because we have the handle situated. When you walk in the room, it's very easy to see why it says perfectly precise. You know where you're supposed to put your luggage. Your closet doesn't have a door on it, so you're not going to leave a shirt. Your refrigerator has a glass front on it, so you're not going to leave your leftovers. There's just so many things that they thought through that guests have said, hey, these are things that we found that we keep doing or issues that they keep having. AC took those and they said, hey, this is what we need to do. So when you go into a room, it's not cluttered with, you know, today's newspaper or you know, where to guides and all this other stuff. It's very clean lines. It's very, like I said, perfectly precise.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me here. It's the High Bar and the AC Hotel in downtown Clayton. It's a beautiful renovation or rebuild of the old police station. This place is really cool, and I know you would love to come visit, so do so. Thanks,
4 o'clock.
That's right.
Thank you. Take care.